Quick one, just to revert back to the point you were making about fruit, Sam. Rosemary's been in touch and says, can I get all the good things that apples do for me when I microwave them and bake them in the oven? Do they have to be raw, for example?
So I don't know the specific details with the apples, but there are certainly some vitamins and minerals that will go away with cooking. And this is why cooking processes which are less stringent, perhaps, so for example, steaming rather than boiling, they will lead to less of the vitamins and minerals being leached away. So that is certainly the case, that you can get a lot of benefit from it, but there may be some things you lose.
So cook with care.
Indeed.
But gently. Obviously cooking is good because it kills microorganisms and bad for you things that are in there. So there's a toss-up, I suppose, between the benefits of releasing more calories by cooking and sterilising your food, but at the same time you end up with a higher loss of the good things like vitamin C.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the benefits of cooking historically were vastly greater than perhaps they are now. I mean, there's certainly certain things that you would absolutely not want to eat raw even to this day. But a lot of things like fresh fruit and fresh vegetables, we think about going to the supermarket and being a beautiful apple. Well, if you're living through winter and you don't have refrigeration and you've got a bushel of apples, then it's a little bit of a different situation maybe 200 years ago.
There's also cyanide, amygdalin, which is in the seeds of apples, which is not quite so good as the skin you were mentioning, Liliana. I think I calculated that you'd have to eat about 54 kilos of apples before you actually got a fatal dose of amygdalin to wipe out a human. But there is still cyanide in the pips, so maybe don't eat the core.